Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. It's not uncommon for writers to get impatient, or a little flustered, or even overwhelmed when faced with all the challenges of deadlines, especially when the project is big and the deadline is short. So it's understandable and not at all surprising to hear them ask, why would I take time out of my day to meditate when I could use that time to actually put words down on paper and get closer to finishing my book or my article or whatever the project is? I don't understand how thinking about writing is going to help me complete my work. Well, first of all, the purpose of meditation is not to think about writing. So it's definitely not some form of magical thinking that will produce a book out of thin air. The point of meditation is to create an absence of thought. Remember, your garden variety thought is produced by your conscious mind, or ego, as it's sometimes referred to. So when you close your eyes to meditate, and there's a constant stream of chatter in your head, that's your conscious mind. If you succeed in muting the sound, or focusing on a visualization, and ideas and images start to form, that's when you're getting more in touch with your higher self. But stillness, internal stillness, is what we're really seeking with meditation. And it lasts until just before you're ready to open your eyes, when you roil the calm waters with conscious thoughts of the intention you're putting out, that is, whatever it is you desire and are trying to attract into your life. So there's one benefit right there, the power to attract. Stillness is very important in all areas of your life. But don't confuse stillness with stagnancy. Just as you can find calm pools of water near the banks of a rushing river, you need your own areas of stillness to retreat to every day. Those pools are not stagnant, they still have some circulation, it's just a lot slower. But they still belong to, they're still part of this great big raging river. When you meditate on a regular basis, those calm pools of water will stay available for whenever you need them. But your body and your health also benefit when you create stillness through meditation. The most immediate benefit is that it reduces your heart rate and blood pressure. But long term, it calms you down, reduces your anger or anxiety level, and prepares you to handle all the stresses of everyday life much more easily. So you'll simply feel better. And when you feel better, you'll sleep better. And when you sleep better, you're more focused, you feel more creative, which in turn makes writing much easier. You see, it's all a big chain reaction of benefits. Meditation is really something that should be done every day, but at least once a week, you should go through this process of creating stillness and attracting by sending out your intention. Ideally, you should meditate twice a day. And for most people, that would be once in the morning and once before bed. But if there are different times that work better for you, that's okay too. Also, don't worry if you're not able to switch off your mind at first. This will get easier over time. Just do it as often as you can, and as they say, practice makes perfect. And here's an interesting way to look at it. The busier your mind is before meditation, the more meditation will help you. Why? Because it'll be such a different state of mind for you than what's normal that the benefits will be readily apparent. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Write is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.